Here we go. Summer beach season has started, and we have already had several reports of shark attacks in the U.S. One expert from the University of Florida tells the Reuters news agency the number of shark bites this year should surpass last year's record total of 98. Six people died.
Well, joining us to talk about it all, Jack Cover, General Curator for Living Exhibits at the National Aquarium. Jack, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on.
So first, what's behind the rise in these shark bites?
Well, you basically have two things happening. You have a ever-increasing human population and a increasing amount of time people are spending recreating, swimming in off of beaches. And then you have a shark populations that many of them were severely reduced by overfishing. Some of those species were protected and they're now starting to recover. So you have increasing numbers of sharks and increasing number of people in the water where the sharks live.
Where on the East Coast are we more likely or most likely to see sharks close to shore?
Well, luckily in our mid-Atlantic region, we'll certainly, there are a lot of sharks out there. But as far as shark bites or attacks, they're very rare. In our area. But Florida does have quite a number of shark attacks. And oftentimes these attacks are just simply a bite on the ankle or a bite on the hand. But you know, basically we had 30 bites last year in Florida, and we had a higher water temperatures in North Carolina and South Carolina. We had kind of a rise of attacks there, 16 attacks off of North Carolina.
So how concerned should we be about the possibility of shark attacks on our shores?
Well, I would say it's probably something you shouldn't stay up at night and worry about. Your risk of injury is much higher just on your car ride to the shore. To put it in perspective, the shark bites are extremely rare. They do get a lot of press. But you know, your chances of actually getting struck by lightning are much greater. In fact, statistically, 80 times higher of getting struck by lightning. So the shark attack is extremely rare. There are some tips that, you know, if you want to sort of, in our area, they're extremely, extremely rare. If you want to even lower that number, some of the tips include not swimming at night, not swimming at dawn and dusk. That's when the sharks are more active. Swimming in groups. Sharks have multiple sensory organs, and basically when it's a group of people splashing, they kind of like entering a room with 10 radios playing at full volume. They'd be very confused. And so other things, you step on a shell, you're bleeding, it's probably good to get out of the water. Don't be near docks where people are cleaning fish and throwing entrails over. All sorts of those tips, but it's, again, it's something that it's extremely rare and probably not something to worry about. They're certainly not gearing up for a Sharknado event anytime soon.
Well, I feel much better about that, Jack. Thank you. That's Jack Cover, General Curator for Living Exhibits at the National Aquarium.